What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arce. You can follow me on Instagram at Arce Senior. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu at The Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Chilling, man. It's been a while. I know. Just been going through some things that, has been taking a lot of my time. So I apologize to you for that.
Man, you know me, man. I totally understand, man.
Yeah, of course, man. I know you do. That's why. You know what I'm saying? But how you been lately?
I mean, I'm wearing glasses now, so that's a difference. Wait a minute. First of all,
I took mine off. And you didn't wear it.
I'm wearing glasses. We not. This is already. This is already a different show.
Yo, put them, like, take them off and slide them through onto the other side. Let's see if we can make that work. You'd be like this and shit. I want to apologize first and foremost to everybody. I know it's been a while since we dropped an episode. As you can see, there's no edits. We don't got no little pretty picture in the background. No title screens, no names, and no intro and all that kind of stuff. Like I said, it's right now going through a transition, so. We're just going to keep it raw. We're just going to keep it the way we kind of intended it to be anyway, without all that pretty shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, this is like a startup podcast. We ain't got no equipment. We just doing our shit off the top.
Right. Exactly. Just like how we fucking started, yo. Word is bond. Hell yeah. And you know, to be honest, I didn't want to do it. That's the main reason that, I didn't want a podcast because I didn't have the subscription to my software service anymore. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I can't even podcast. You know, I need to get that done. I need to try to afford that. It's like, I don't even want a podcast if I can't edit and do all that kind of shit that I want to do to it. You know what I'm saying? So I just said, fuck it, though, man. It's been calling me, bro. And I haven't been wanting to dish you or anything like that. You know, did Measure of Men, I think, once or twice. I did the Cognac Room. Something else. Oh, it was a fucking Cognac Room again, except it was on Facebook or StreamYard. So, yeah, man, it's been calling me. It's been calling me, and so I want to make sure if I wanted to get – I haven't even done one for myself other than that one I sent you.
Yeah,
in a while, so I wanted to make sure to get back in the saddle with you, bro, for real.
Yeah, man, thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. And the episode that you did send me, man, that got me. I was like, damn, it got me emotional.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, but yeah, man. I mean, you kind of like you got to the point where I get sometimes where it's just like you get fucking like fatigued, and you just like life ain't going the way I needed to go. So I just. The one thing I can't lash out at and kind of get the fuck out of is the podcast situation.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you kind of get to the point where it's like, well, podcasting is kind of why I started enjoying life again. Right. So it's kind of hard. It kind of clashes with, you know, your personal situation, but what you truly love to do. And that is, you found a career. You found that. That's what people tell. Like when you find your career, when you find your passion, it's hard to just like let it go. It's hard. It's fucking damn near impossible. But because reality kicks in so much sometimes in our lives that we kind of like, we lash out at our passion, we lash out at our careers because that's the only thing that, like I always say, that's the only thing I can control. I can only control my podcast. That's the only thing in life I can physically control because it's me on this microphone. It's me putting it out there. Yeah. But because my personal life, ain't shit I can control in that motherfucker.
No doubt. No, exactly. Exactly right, bro. And since the podcast is of ourselves, that's why we're able to control it. But even still, I mean, I don't know about you. Do you ever feel guilty? Like, damn, I could have probably recorded one today. You know what I'm saying? Or I probably could have recorded one this week, but I didn't. Did you ever run into any of that? I don't think you do. You still drop like every couple days.
But... Because of what you just said. Because I'd be like, yo, I feel like I'm dragging. Like, I ain't dropping shit. I ain't said shit in like a day or two. I need to say something. Like, it kind of, you know, and now I'm starting to get to the point where I'm getting back to kind of like the solo me. I ain't doing a lot of top tens. I'm not, you know, doing a lot of interviews. It's just me just talking. And I am enjoying it again. And now I'm doing videos.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing videos. So it's not like I'm going on my laptop and just speaking on the microphone. You just got to hit audio. Mm-hmm. Now you see me kind of come up with the thoughts and the mindset and the factors of what life is. And you're starting to see me having to kind of like figure it out in a sense.
Right.
And that's what this is. And I think I enjoy doing the videos and I enjoy doing that because it's kind of like, you know, there's a new element to my podcast, you know, in a sense. And I think that's the enjoyable part of it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah. And I think it's made you even a better podcaster, to be honest. Now you're seeing yourself. It's like, okay, it's not just audio anymore. Now I am on, you know, YouTube, you see me, you know, and stuff like that. So it's way different now. You know what I mean? It gives you almost a sense of, fuck, I actually am doing something. You know what I mean? And the longer we keep going at it, the more successful we'll be. And I understand that. I know it's a marathon. It's not a race. But it's just like after a week, after a couple days even, it's just like, all right, come on, I'm trying to ramp up and do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I got to do it. So that's why we are here. We are back, y'all. Feels good to be back in the saddle. I ain't even going to lie, man.
Hey, yeah, man.
I don't know how long exactly we're going to be able to do this because not for today. I'm talking about in the weeks to come. Maybe a little more sporadic, but I want to continue to do it, obviously. It's just that the things I've been going through, I think I brought it up in the last episode or something, or maybe the episode before, but the divorce that I'm going through. So I'm going to be moving and bouncing around quite a bit probably in the next month and a half. So I want to make sure to get a couple of under our belt. That way we can, you know what I'm saying, make sure to get some content out to the subscribers. So we'll see, man. Maybe you'll see me in Houston, bro. We'll do a motherfucking podcast in person.
I'm all for it, she. I'm all for it.
Could you deal with my cigar smoke? I have to go somewhere where we can smoke.
Yeah, we might have to go somewhere where we can smoke. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Is there like any like speculate or not speculation, but any like terms to your heart stuff? Like, can you be around smoke? Can you like not be around smoke? I mean, I know it's not the best, but
yeah, I can be around it. I think I'm starting to get allergies towards it because my mom got like smoke allergies. I don't know how the fuck that is possible. I never thought that shit was possible, but it's possible. I didn't know that. But yeah, I think I'm good. I mean, I've been around smokers my entire life. My grandma smoked like cigarettes like every day.
Shit.
When I say every day, I mean every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. So I was listening to your podcast yesterday and you brought up the fact that, you know, about the 24 hours news cycle, how Will Smith made us forget about Ukraine and also how, you know, this news cycle is almost just like TikTok. It's here today and gone tomorrow. I thought that was such a great look at it. You know what I'm saying? Can you give me a couple more things on how you feel about that, yo?
I mean, the episode my brother Arsene talked about is my episode I did called Reality is Dead, which it feels like reality has died. Like, it really has felt like reality has died. Cause every day, like I said, like we got so comfortable. But I saw people actually trying to like justify a grown-ass man slapping another grown-ass man because we see it on like social media or we see it on TV so much. It's like, well, that shit kind of made sense. Like, we literally had to question ourselves, like, was that shit fake? Like, did he really just slap this man? Like, and it's like, yes, he slapped him. Like, it really happened. And as quick as they could, it was like, but I mean, I understand why he did it. It's like, how could you understand why he did it? Like you're not a being an adult.
Right. That was my take on it as well, man.
I saw so many people being like, well, he's having a mental breakdown and he's going through shit. I'm like, and I'm tired of people also talking about how he was protecting his family. Bruh, when is his wife protecting him? See, this shit is a two-way street in a relationship. You ain't gonna just tell me I gotta protect you and you just don't give no fucks about me. That's kind of stupid.
Right.
So when is she protecting his mental health? When is she protecting his spiritual? When is she protecting his emotional? Because the last couple of times you've been out here with this woman, she made you look like a straight but like a straight bitch. Like straight, like she the pimp, you the hoe. Mm-hmm. Go get her money. Mm-hmm. Go get her money, no talk back. it's like where's that? Like, and I just don't understand like how people are like, he was protecting his family. No, he said that shit because he knew his career was over after that. Like you fucked up your whole entire career. Which he started to feel the ramifications. I think what he did, like his the action and the consequences was not going to outweigh what Chris Rock said.
Yeah.
Like what you're feeling now is about to get worse.
Right. That's a good point.
Even what Chris Rock said, even if you took it the wrong way, you could have handled that shit a whole lot differently because you're Will fucking Smith. You're untouchable in a lot of people's eyes, especially the people in the white suit, in the suits, eyes in Hollywood. You're untouchable. And for the first time in your career, you became out of character. Yeah, out of character.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, you gotta realize, a lot of these motherfuckers at that award show grew up on Will Smith. He's been famous since the fucking 90s. I mean, like, early 90s. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, a lot of them grew up on Will Smith. So to see him get out of character, it was like, whoa. What the fuck just happened?
I really looked up to Will Smith. I really did, yo.
I never did.
I've never seen him. I'd never seen him lose his cool like that. He always seemed like the respectable man. It's like somebody that you should look up to. He really was, until his wife came out and did all that, and they had the red table talk about it. Ever since then, I just kind of lost all respect for him, man. I ain't even gonna lie. So I think what he did was, I think he was tired of being bullied, if you will, or getting tired of being ridiculed in the news. And he just took it back. He took it out on Chris Rock, but it was meant really for everybody. You know what I mean?
And that's why I looked at, like, when he was screaming, like, keep my fucking wife name out your mouth. He wasn't telling that shit to Chris Rock. He was saying that shit to us.
The whole world,
yeah. He was saying that shit to us. Like, because we had got these jokes in. We had all the shots at this motherfucker. He said that shit to us. Which, by the way, ain't shit changed. Like, we still look at you as a bitch. I don't think nothing's changed. Like, nothing's changed. Like people are like, oh, Will Smith smacked shit at Chris Rock. He ain't doing that shit to me, though.
I know. That's so true. And I was just thinking about that. If it was anybody else, would he have done that? And no. I don't think so. I don't think he... No. If it was anybody else, I don't think...
And this is where... People now want to bring up Chris Rock's like height, weight, and all that shit. I'm like, no, I think his wife just don't like Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. And I think whatever he had said to her, regardless, she had a problem with it. Now, as the man, you should have probably said, look, this ain't your fucking night. This mine. Shut your ass up. Sit there. Mm-hmm. like, as a man,
that's
I'm like,
what I'm saying. That's a good thing, because, too. That does cast a shadow, even if it was just not even Chris Rock, somebody else, and he did that. That really does. And you see, all right, let's say he didn't go up there and smack her, right? He didn't go up there and smack him, Chris Rock. But we saw when she rolled her eyes at Chris Rock, mm-hmm. and Will Smith was laughing. Now, if it had stopped there,
this is what I'm saying about that whole situation.
She still would have overshadowed his win. Does that make sense?
And that's the thing. I got like two scenarios. I'm like, what if Will was like, you got a problem with that joke? Go up there and do it yourself. And she went up there and slapped Chris Rock. She getting kicked out the award show. It's not even a question. This is not even a question.
Should have been kicked out. I think he should have been arrested.
And that's the thing. Like, Like, I think the reason why Will Smith's about to lose a lot of his shit is because the Oscars handled it so badly.
Yeah.
Because
Netflix or something, there was something that just
Netflix already, yeah. Netflix just pulled out of his movie. It's a lot of shit about to hit this man. His career is over. And if people kind of try, like, I think it's over. Like, you got to realize, like, Will Smith being the leading actor in the movie was already drying the fuck up. Like, he wasn't the leading guy when you call for a movie. He's not that guy. No.
Yeah.
You're not looking at him like.
He turned himself into an action movie star. He never did anything like 7 pounds like back in the day. I guess King Richard is something, but he did the football movie where he did that weird fucking accent. I know he was trying to do the accent of the guy and shit, but it threw me off. Ali threw me off because of the way he was talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, but I think he'll come back. I guarantee you he'll come back.
I think. But here's the thing, like, some people might forgive him, but it's the problem is with that is, like, you pissed off the wrong people at the wrong time. And that's the problem. Like, you was the most untouchable dude. And I'm going to be honest, like, everybody want to bring up race. Will Smith, I don't think Will Smith has ever been seen in Hollywood as a black dude. He's been I don't really think that, man. Like, he's been Will Smith for all of his career. Like I said, like a lot of people, he's been like the token black guy. Mm-hmm. Like if you knew Will Smith.
You think? Really?
You know Will.
That's interesting.
I feel like he's been a token black guy. Like he's always been a token. Like I just said, like a lot of these white kids grew up on Will Smith.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to see Will Smith as like, Will Smith is probably the first person you didn't really see race with. You just thought of his coolness. You just thought of his, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I think it's because of when he came out. Like, the 90s were different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't really see Will Smith as, like, a black actor. You saw Will Smith as an actor. You saw Will Smith as Will Smith. You never really put him into the perspective of he's Will Smith, the black actor. He's always been Will Smith, the actor.
Okay.
And that's why I'm like starting to like get people to understand. That's why I'm like, y'all don't understand. Like, this is the first time people are looking at Will Smith like, because you would jump out there and you want to scream, well, he did it for his wife and black love and all that shit. Will Smith ain't never had to worry about being black in his motherfucking life at this time in the junction.
Well, I mean,
he's black. What I'm saying is he's black, but he's not black in the sense of Hollywood.
Black. Is that what you say? He's like, black, black, black?
He ain't black in the sense of Hollywood.
Oh. Okay.
Like, the way we look at Denzel Washington, we look at Denzel like, nah, that's a black actor.
I think that's a good thing, though. That's a
like, Sammy, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But so for you to go up there and slap somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You changed the persona. You changed the fucking persona of who you was. Now
that's
you
a great
are,
fucking point.
Now you are Will Smith, the black actor.
That's
hilarious. For you to go up there and slap the shit out of somebody, it's like, what the fuck was he thinking?
But in my mind, I color didn't even come into it, to be perfectly honest. But when you see a man do that after everything that's happened in the past and them coming out and talking about August and having sex with her son's friend, you know what I'm saying? And having a red table talk about it, I thought that was fucked up. I thought you should keep that shit private. You don't talk about it.
And that's another thing I want to say. We got to stop telling motherfuckers when they want to be public and when they want to be private. Your ass going to be public and you're going to take these jokes mm-hmm. and you better grow some fucking skin, some tough skin, or your ass keep your shit in-house.
Yeah.
That's how this goes. Like, don't try to be public and then when shit get real, you want to take it private. Nah, motherfucker, you put it public. Now take these jokes.
Right.
I can't have y'all be screaming he had a mental breakdown when the motherfucker corporate that gave him that mental breakdown is putting this shit on blast every 5 seconds that she get a chance to.
Right.
I'm not about to let y'all have like, well, he had a breakdown and he was no, he literally just was tired of her.
Yeah,
that's a man that is like.
Too, though, what it did really, it just made Will Smith look so much weaker. than he really like is.
Jada's Geppetto. Will Smith is Pinocchio. Dance, bitch, dance. That's all it is.
I said that. I said that on I forget what it was on that I said it, but that's. I feel like she's been controlling every aspect of their lives and his career since the beginning. I feel like I straight up do, man. I don't think one single choice. You know what? Fuck that. Maybe I appreciate Will Smith because he did make a damn choice. He got up there and smacked the fuck out of Chris. Not really. It wasn't even that hard to smack, but
it wasn't really. He slapped him off the wrong foot and shit.
Yeah,
that was terrible. I think that's why Chris Rock was like, "Did this bitch just slap me? What the fuck is going on?"
I knew it wasn't fake because of his reaction. I was like, "Yo, Chris Rock is not that good of an actor."
He really is.
He got smacked. He got smacked for real, for real.
Yeah, and people, that shit. That shit was, I didn't understand that shit. I ain't really fuck with Will Smith for a long time. That's just me personally.
Yeah,
I thought their family dynamic was always weird.
That is weird.
I always thought they
found the boy wanting to be a girl, the girl wanting to be a boy or something. I don't even know, man. That's what it's
like. Their whole family dynamic has always been weird to me. Ever since when Willow came out with Whip My Hair and shit, and black people pushed that shit to number one because we were the only ones, only people that was rocking fucking hair like that.
Yeah.
Who was you making that song for? You wasn't making that song for little Debbie in Beverly Hills.
First off, I don't think she has no damn alopecia because you can see hair on her head.
And that's what I'm kind of pissed off at because it's you're saying that shit.
The eyebrows are kind of light, don't get me wrong, but that could just be from plucking them too much over time. Women lose that hair there from plucking their eyebrows too much.
And that's the thing. And she used to do that shit a lot. She used to go do, if you go look at old Jada Pinkett Smith pictures, she used to do that shit a lot. So it's just bro. I'm not about to sit here and let y'all try to throw an illness on this woman.
I got alopecia. Look at me. Damn it. I'm G.I. Juan.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen.
No edits, y'all. I can't edit. I can't.
Holy shit.
So whatever happens, happens, yo.
But it's just like, it out. I don't think she got it. And that's the thing. And here's the thing: she's always cut her fucking hair. Mm-hmm. And the last time I checked, and last time when I saw that shit on social media, I thought she was doing that shit with her daughter because her daughter wanted to cut her hair.
Right.
And it was a freeing experience. Some shit like that. You ain't have shit to say about your head. You was this is a freeing experience for me and Willow. So what the fuck did alopecia jump up?
Right. And I'm going to tell this. I'm going to say this straight up, yo. She pretty without hair. With or
she
without
is.
Hair. She's beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
She is. I don't know what.
Yo, I don't think fucking sense of humor, yo.
I think she just don't like Chris Rock.
Yeah, I got you.
I think that's it. I think that's just clean old what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't think I think the nigga could literally
beef.
And which is what people can say here to say is he dissed us 6 years ago at the Oscars. But here's the problem. He was telling the truth. Yeah. It's like you boycotting the Oscars is like, who gives a fuck? You're not an actor. You don't do this shit. You're not. If Will don't come to the Oscars, you're not gonna be there.
Right.
It's not like your ass got a free ticket regardless.
Yeah.
you need Will nominated.
I haven't seen a fucking movie that she's been in a long time. Probably over. It's definitely over 10 years.
I don't understand how people try to justify that shit. That shit was stupid. Anytime you gotta add extra layers to tell me it was when you say it was wrong, but it's no, it was just wrong. I don't understand how you could add the but. That shit was just wrong.
Yeah, you if anybody put parameters else over it for sure.
And that's the thing. Once you add layers to the reasoning why it was wrong, the shit just got worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She got alopecia. Like a motherfucker, like Michael Che said on Saturday Night Live, are we the only ones? Like, we gonna stop pretending like we all knew Jada had alopecia.
No doubt.
We didn't fucking know. I didn't know that shit till the day I got up the next day. And everybody was like, you know she got alopecia. Where the fuck did that come from? Right. Hey, where the fuck did that come from?
You think that coochie bald?
She gotta have hair somewhere.
Don't ask Will. He probably don't know. Oh man, that's terrible.
The Ghost of Pac probably do, but not Will.
Facts.
That's fucked up. The Ghost of Pac can get it, but you can't. She fucking spit. She fucking spirits, nigga. She can't even.
Right.
Shit.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think we were gonna talk about that, but I mean, I thought you.
That's some funny shit.
I thought your take on it was real, man. And I didn't hear anybody else say it like that. You know what I mean?
Because everybody, because I try to, like, I just thought it was wrong. Like, period. Like, you can't go up there and slap a man. And plus, on top of that,
it's assault.
It's a fucking assault. And like I said, the way the Oscars also is trying to, like, spin it, it's like, y'all just didn't know what the fuck y'all was doing. And y'all could just say that. Like, y'all didn't want to kick him out because y'all knew he was going to win the award that night.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Just say that shit. Right. Just say that shit. But y'all saying, we asked him to leave and he said no. Okay, so y'all just gutless?
Probably because he's a black man, and if they escort him out of there, then the next thing you know, the Oscars or whatever are racist.
But here's the thing. The whole entire Oscars was produced by black people. So you can't say that.
I didn't know the whole
Oscars was produced by black fucking people. So it looks like you just kept Will Smith there because he's Will fucking Smith, which I just said. Y'all never looked at Will Smith as a black actor. You looked at Will Smith as just Will Smith, the actor. That goes back to what I just said. Like, so when you do something that's completely out of your fucking character, it's like, what the fuck do we do?
Yeah.
You put a lot of people in a lot of fucking, what the fuck do we do? Like, we don't know because this has never happened.
Sure.
Especially if it's Will fucking Smith. You never
Will
thought Will Smith.
Fucking Smith.
You never thought fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Mr. Get Jiggy With It, would get the fuck up and slap a person in the fucking face. Like, you never thought that shit. It never fucking registered. It never fucking registered.
What if Eminem was up there and did that joke? Remember they beefed back in the day. You think he would have went up there and smacked him?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. Yo, that boy from Detroit. That boy from Detroit was gonna show you got hands.
Right.
He's like, he's like, motherfucker, you ain't pop a dot. I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah, man, it is. And then he just turned his back on him. Chris Rock just stood there, man. I'm like, look, I know he's a comedian, and most comedians are like, you know, the ones that got picked on in school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
which is another thing we gotta talk about.
What's that?
Everybody's talking about like how Will was protecting his family. Did anybody check on Chris Rock?
Good point.
Because
I'll tell you who did look after Chris Rock afterwards.
Who?
The people that bought his tickets to all his stand-up comedy. His tickets went from $99 to $314 in like 2 days after that.
Because people want to hear it.
Still going up. Yeah, exactly.
Because people want to hear what he got to say. Because you want to be the show that he finally wakes up and says, fuck Will Smith. Like, let's go. Like, you want to be there.
He will. He will on his next Netflix special because he is getting a Netflix special after this. That's why they probably said, you know what? We ain't going to do shit with you, Will Smith, because you did that. But however, since we love comedy so much over here at Netflix, we're going to follow his career. We're going to, you know, give him some money for a Netflix special. Guarantee you. In about a year, you're going to see it. I guarantee it.
And again, it goes back to what I just said. Will Smith is not as bankable of a box office attraction like he used to be.
Right.
And like you just said, Netflix moves more so off of comedy than anything.
Even less, comedy specials, they do.
The comedy specials mean a lot. Like, if you can get Dave Chappelle to come to your shit, and Chris Rock's coming to your shit, mm-hmm. people gonna go fly to your net, like your streaming service.
That's what
Will
I'm
Smith
saying.
Will Smith is not that guy no more. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people's like, Will Smith's career is over. Will Smith's career is over.
Wow.
Y'all can continue to try to act like Will. Because, like, if Netflix is already saying we signed with Chris Rock in this situation, this is what I kept saying. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, Will Smith did the most unthinkable thing. And everybody was like, I'm done with this. I don't give a fuck no more. Let it be. No, you're about to see what the fuck it means when you are a black man in America and you piss off the white suits. You are about to see it. Because this is the most untouchable motherfucker we can think of. Will fucking Smith. We have never thought of Will Smith as, they never thought of Will Smith as a black fucking actor. They've always thought of Will Smith as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, somebody they grew up on.
They think of him like that now, though, don't they?
Oh, he's fucked. He's done. Like, people could, y'all can play that shit if you want to. Will Smith done. Will Smith gonna be making Tyler Perry movies in the next 3 years. Watch what I say.
Oh, I mean, shout out Tyler Perry. He got balls.
Madea and Fresh Prince take Hollywood, some shit like that. Like, it's going. I'm telling you.
Have you ever? Do you have the Peacock Network? Have you seen the Will Smith or the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I have Peacock. I have Peacock. I can't watch it.
Why? Is it bad?
Nah, it's just like, I grew up on The Fresh Prince. It's hard for me to, like, now wrap my head around it being a drama.
I heard it. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that. It's a drama now. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it being a drama. Like, it already had, like, fucking elements of
Jada.
A drama.
That's Jada's fucking doing right there. Jesus.
Like it already had elements of... It already had elements of a drama when it was a comedy. Like, Will Smith getting shot at the ATM and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, it had elements of it already. So you now making it a full-blown drama. It's like, that shit don't change nothing for me. Like you fucking up the... And a lot of people say it's a great show, but I just personally cannot watch it.
But don't call it Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Call it something else.
Which they didn't. They called it Bel-Air, but it's still kind of like... I can't watch it. I don't know. But
okay.
It's still like you are...
Okay,
but
here's, so that's but here's all right. The problem. That's okay with me.
But here's the problem. We know the story already.
True.
It's hard for me to get invested in something that I already know the story of. I know how this shit kind of already plays out in a sense. Mm-hmm. Else you go kill Will or Carlton. Like, yeah. What else is it?
I ain't going to lie. After this conversation, I may want to watch it.
That might be the last act we get for Will Smith. You might want to go watch that shit.
Right? No doubt. Exactly. What if he did this all as a stunt for that show?
Nah. Nah, I don't think that. That show was already gaining attraction. It didn't need extra. If anything, you probably got motherfuckers off your show for real now. Because it's like, nigga, you did that shit to the... Why would you do that? Like, that was stupid. You fucked up a lot. Look, man, you fucked up a lot of money, man. You fucked up a lot of bags, my guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you fumbled a lot of bags that day.
You think they got enough, though? I mean, I'm sure they're good. They ain't got to worry about no more money. I mean, they can always get money from royalties because they have to get that money. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to be all right regardless.
Man, I'm going to be honest. If this shit is true, that Jade is like, well, you can't go nowhere else and talk except Red Table Talk. He about to lose so many more people. Because every time you go on that.
I know it's coming out and I haven't watched it, but
listen,
no.
Listen, this is going. Y'all got some people on y'all side.
Right.
If you go on there and she kind of don't address the fucking eye roll, and all you talk about is why you slapped him and all that shit. I was protecting you and I was protecting the family.
The reason for him getting up, you mean?
Like, if you don't personally say why the fuck you did that and why you had an attitude with that joke, we losing. You are done. Y'all done.
Yeah, facts.
Y'all done. We ain't got to talk about this shit no more.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
It don't matter what Chris Rock say.
And if you don't come out and say, yo, you know what, man, the past couple of years has been fucking hard. You know what? I've felt weak, you know, and that was my weakest moment. Maybe if he said some shit like that, you know,
but
what I'm saying? Like,
but
go ahead.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can say that, but we still gonna be like, because your fucking wife did that to you. So why are you not addressing it as that,
right,
too?
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
She gotta say something. You can't put Will in the spotlight and make his ass talk about why he did what he did.
If she don't at least apologize, I mean, I don't have any respect for her anyway, but she should at least apologize. You know, like, I am sorry for what's happened, whatever. And you definitely got to say your part in it. Yeah, I didn't like the joke. And
I'll say it's because your health. Don't say it because your health. You just tell the truth. Okay, can they finally tell the truth? Okay, any motherfucker in Hollywood tell the truth, because this is what it is. Just say you're like Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. It would make way more sense. Like, you just said, like Chris Rock. And at that moment, I just didn't think anything he would have said was going to be funny.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That would have made more sense. Like, the fact that you might go on there and be like, it's about healing now. We don't have, like, this shit.
Nah, fuck.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not going to watch it anyway. I'm going to wait till everybody else watches and it's all over the news. That's how I'm going to watch it. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Do we ever watch anything live?
I do.
I watch sports live, kind of.
Do you? I watch podcasts live, you know what I mean? like all that kind of shit that's on regular TV, you know, I don't watch none of that shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? I get into just certain specific shows. I keep my nose out of it. Anything like from the E! Network or whatever the fuck, the Kardashians, I don't want none of that drama. No thank you in my life. I don't want to know nothing. You know what I mean? But this one you can't avoid. I mean, it's everywhere, you know, and some of the greatest memes and shit have come out of this, boy.
And this is the thing. If Will never got up and slapped Chris Rock, this fucking shit be over in 15 seconds. Matter of fact, people probably be on Chris Rock ass.
True, right?
More people really be on Chris Rock ass for making that joke. And then if y'all came out, I was like, you know she had alopecia, right? Like, Chris Rock would have to issue a statement. Like, oh, I didn't know that. Sorry, my bad. But it still kind of is like, but Will, you still was in the fucking wrong.
Right. Exactly.
But if you would have just let this shit happen and played out the way it played out.
And done nothing.
You would have.
Nobody
would have
cared. Nobody would have gave a fuck.
Everybody would be on Chris Rock ass for making that joke, and this shit would be over. Mm-hmm. The fact that you got up and did something, it fucked you up.
Yeah. Now, if he had gone up and like played smack or some dumbs, you know, and just played it off like it was nothing serious. I mean, he may have been mad when he walked up there, but if he had changed his mind and just did something playful, then nobody would have gave a fuck either. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wouldn't be talking about the Smiths right now. But I think, you know, look, he was the true fact about it is that he was an entertainer. He was there presenting. He was doing a job, and he's a comedian. He tried. He went for it. And the joke was corny. It wasn't even a good joke. It wasn't even like he could have gone so much further than that fucking shitty ass joke.
And I said,
shut
up.
You can't go up to a stage. You can't go up to somebody on the stage and smack them. You can't do that. Their job up there, they're doing their job up there. You have to just sit and fucking take that shit. Because then if you get up and do anything, yo, then all of a sudden, no matter what, you're in the wrong. No matter what. It doesn't matter what that person said. He could have said, you know, I fucked your wife while he was on stage. And but seriously, I'm...
Now that is deserving of a slap.
That's how it works. That's how it's supposed to happen. You know, if we're on stage, you know, it's art, dude. You can't fuck with that. You know what
But and this is where I kind of get, I'm getting like, people are like, did the joke go too far? No, the joke didn't go too far. Because the joke wasn't even a joke like that. It wasn't even a bad joke. It wasn't, It was like some light.
It was a terrible joke.
For Chris Rock. Think about it. Chris Rock, one of the greatest comedians ever. Mm-hmm. You can't take that little small ass joke. You telling me you can't take that joke?
Right.
You could have easily thought, if he really wanted to dig in that, and a lot of people are saying that the Oscar writers actually wrote that joke for him. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Who the fuck would write that joke? That was off the cuff. That was not written down. Nobody needs to be fucking, worried about that. He said it, and that was it. And it was just a stupid-ass joke.
But here's the thing. Now people are like, comedians, they go too far. And it's
fuck that. Comedians don't go far.
I'm so tired of this shit.
I hate that shit,
man. I personally feel like comedians, to me, are like the first line of freedom of speech.
Yes.
If they can't say what the fuck they want to say, mm-hmm. What the fuck makes you think they're not coming for podcasters and fucking musicians and all this shit next?
They already coming for podcasts.
Because it's just like, it's like, that's the first line. Mm-hmm. And you can't take a joke no more. We fucked. Hell, half of our podcast is us laughing at stupid shit.
We watch somebody fall and break their neck. And laugh. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like, God damn, man.
But that was stupid. That shit was just dumb.
Right. But that's the thing, though. We have to be able to laugh at everything and anything.
We want to. We literally laugh at a person getting a car ran over them.
Oh, yeah.
We literally laughed at a person getting a car ran over him, and we was like, "Yo, this motherfucker got blood on my car, bro!" Like, what? Yeah.
Oh man, but you gotta laugh at these kind of things, because
you gotta laugh.
If you can't
nowadays,
laugh,
man,
at these kind of things, we can't get past it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like what reality, in the sense of reality dying, I feel like what I mean by that is, like, we're making shit PG-13.
Yeah.
Right. It's parental. Everything's starting to become really parental control.
Yes. Yep.
Either it is 100% uncut or it's 100% parental control. There's no middle anymore.
Yeah. I mean, parental control, whatever you want to call it, man, it's happening. It's straight up happening right now. It may not be happening in the government, like we, you know, which is the last part we wanted to happen, but it's definitely happening online. And I think we're making our children even younger than what they are. You know what I'm saying? It's taking longer for them to leave the house now. Everything is padded. Everything is edited. Everything has a a mature sticker on it, you know, or whatever that shit's called. A rating. Everything has a rating now. It's like, yo, can't protect everybody from everything. You just have to. Now, with the internet, we're not going to stop our kids from seeing porn. It doesn't matter what you think. It's not going to happen. It's not going to stop. They're always somehow going to be curious and find it. Doesn't matter, yo. But what we can do is raise our kids to know, you know, what and who they really are and what paths to take. Now, you may say, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch porn. You know, you tell your kids, be careful. You don't want to see that. And that's about all you can do. It's seriously, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about 15, 16-year-olds, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about little children. I'm talking about teenagers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially. I feel like even not with porn, I think, like, right now, it's, like I said, it's like either it's 100% controlled or you're seeing, like, the most outlandish shit to be noticeable.
Right.
Like, you got people that literally do TikTok challenges licking bathrooms.
I know.
Like, literally licking fucking, like, toilet seats and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing this shit just to get noticed. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, we got to buffer this shit. Like, somewhere in the world, we got to buffer this shit. Everything isn't a cancelable offense, and that's another thing. We got to stop telling people everything's a cancelable offense. Just because you offended, yeah, and you might get some other dumbass to be offended with you, doesn't mean everything's a fucking cancelable offense. Right. Some shit need to just be seen as, okay, that was just stupid.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't do that shit, but that, okay, whatever, float your fucking boat, float your fucking boat.
I don't think you should be canceled for any fucking thing. First and foremost, I don't give a shit what it is. I'm serious about this now. You could be in the fucking KKK and be a grand wizard, yo. That's how fucking deep this shit goes for me. You could do whatever the fuck you want to do in this life, yo. And you don't have to, if you don't want to deal with that kind of person, then don't deal with that kind of person. Either turn away, walk away, or turn off the TV. If it's not for you, it's not for you. Don't sit here and try to hate it and try to shut that person down because you don't like it. That's ridiculous. That is stupid.
And I think also, like, anybody else defending Will Smith, you want to defend Will Smith because that's what you want to do. You want to walk up to somebody, slap shit out of them.
That's fine. That's fine, yo.
But here's the thing. Not a lot of people going to react like Chris Rock. Some motherfuckers might act like, Brock Lesnar. Body slam the shit out you. Yep. Body slam the shit out you. Mm-hmm. You better know who the fuck you playing with and who the fuck you're not. You better know.
Yep.
You got to pick your battles. And that's another thing. You got to pick your battles. A lot of motherfuckers nowadays, every battle is a battle. No, motherfucker. Pick your fucking battles. Know what the fuck you can actually win and know what the fuck you just got to let go.
Right.
I'm learning that shit right now.
And, you know, let me kind of go backwards a little bit. You know, if you want to be that person, you still have the right to be that person. You can still go on the
100
cancel culture tours if you wanted to. That's fine. You have the freedom to do that. You're a piece 100%. Of shit. You're a piece of shit, but you can do that. You know what I'm saying? And we have to understand that comedy, yo, it's supposed to be comedy. If you can't laugh at it, then just don't laugh. Don't take it personal. You can't. That doesn't make anything better. That doesn't make you better. That doesn't make society better, yo. We have to respect that person that's on the stage.
And we've talked about this before. Like, if y'all never understood why comedians become comedians, I mean, you even said it earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of comedians had to find ways to make themselves laugh because they was going through a lot of bullshit. A lot of traumatic events. They were getting bullied. They were getting, like everything. And the only way they could keep themselves from getting hurt or bullied anymore was make these motherfuckers laugh. Mm-hmm. We make you laugh and maybe you won't take my fucking lunch money today.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, so for me, I felt like a lot of people, like I said, man, Y'all gotta stop taking shit so fucking serious.
Yeah.
Not everything's a fucking,
Yeah, man.
Not everything is like supposed to be took in the heart. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And like we making these fucking kids bitches, bro. Like, we gotta stop this shit. We making these fucking kids some scary ass. We making these kids some scary ass punk ass people. Facts. Like, it's like, because we keep fucking telling them it's okay to complain. No, the fuck is not. Like, shut up. Learn your fucking mindset before you jump out there. Yeah. I'm hurt by what you said today. And you could suck my dick. I could care less what you feel.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is that? Where is that? Like, what happened to that? What happened to the I could care less what the fuck you feel? What happened?
Yeah.
Cause you need to start telling your kids, like, everybody outside ain't gonna like you. Now everybody gonna wanna be your friend. Now everybody actually think you a nice person. Now everybody see that shit at the beginning. Not everybody trustworthy like you. Mm-hmm. Now everybody think you loyal. You gonna have some snake ass motherfuckers in your life. What the fuck is that?
Life is diverse and you have to learn how to fucking deal with it. You can't change that. You know what I mean?
We are raising these kids to be some bitches. I can't understand this shit. Man. Like, these kids are weak as fuck. And y'all wonder why the future looks so goddamn bleak. Y'all raising these kids to be
Jaden, is it Jaden Smith, the son? And then he tweets out, that's how we do it. Get the fuck out of here, man.
No, no. What y'all do is try to pick on somebody smaller. Mm-hmm. Try. The problem with that is, we already know, Jaden, you was raised with a silver spoon in your mouth, so we're not even going to let you even, like, you can have whatever you want to say. That's how we do it. Till you run into some real mouth. We'll to a certain extent, but yeah.
Yeah, his dad was a doctor and shit.
They lived in
the rich part of town.
Yeah, but to me, it's just like, Jaden should shut the fuck up. Like, if you, like, Will's been emasculated by his own family. Like, let's put that into perspective. Willow Smith writes a fucking poem to Tupac. Who does that? Mm-hmm. I bet you my daughter. What the fuck is going on with this bullshit today? You done got emasculated by your wife on several occasions.
Yeah.
And then your son literally posted a couple of years ago when he was on tour with J. Cole. This is my idol. This is my role model.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not his own dad. Is that what
you're saying? Not his own fucking dad. Like, it's like, bitch, nigga, do you not see me here? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the one that gave you your career, you little motherfucker. Like, this is.
I still think that Jada had something to do with that. That's all Jada.
which I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, hell, I'll be honest. Like that's another reason why I don't really fuck with that family. Like, because it's like, soon as y'all kids got old enough, y'all quickly threw them to Hollywood.
Right.
Y'all never gave them the experience. Y'all wanted y'all kids to be famous and rich, and Hollywood looked at them as that, mm-hmm. as the Smith kids. I had a problem with Willow Smith going on the Red Table talking about somehow her and her brother don't get looked at as black because y'all parents never gave y'all that experience.
Yeah.
So we can't give you that. When y'all turned y'all back on us first, y'all, we didn't do that shit to y'all. Y'all did that to us. They took y'all away from being a black family, family. They wanted y'all to be young Hollywood. They put y'all around the Kardashian Jenners and fucking Justin Biebers and shit like that. They gave y'all that experience first instead of y'all having to learn how to be black in that Hollywood shit. Because they didn't want you to be tagged as black teenage successful kids. They wanted y'all to have a Hollywood young lifestyle. And you got to take what the fuck you get with that.
Period. That's it, man. Fucking crazy, though, man. Life is nuts, yo. And, I'm coming up on my 40th here in a couple weeks. And,
hey,
you know, living through, the Reagan era, Clinton era, the Bush era, Obama to Biden to Trump to Biden, man. I can tell you, man, it has been a weird fucking ride in the past 40 years, bro. It's nuts, man. And it's only going to get crazier, yo. That's, you know what I'm saying? I think people should stop looking at the day to day and start looking down the line a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Not focusing on so much on the little things.
And I think that's our problem. Mm-hmm. In a sense, we care about the now so fucking much.
We care about too much. We care about too much, yo.
We care about too much, and I think we always trying to keep up with what's current. What's current? Mm-hmm. Fuck, what's current?
Yeah,
like current is for, like I said, it's for today. Right. It's gonna be gone to fucking tomorrow. Nobody gives a fuck about what's gonna happen today.
Yep.
In 5 minutes. It literally in a news cycle is literally like at 8 p.m. I can literally go to sleep and wake up. The story is not even the biggest story anymore. When I'm with
right, exactly, exactly, yo.
But it's not even like
you know what does remain the same? Your house, your home, the people that you're around, the job that you do. You know what I'm saying? That's real. You know the bills that you gotta pay and shit like that. That's the real shit.
And that's the thing about life right now. Life is such it's a fucking blooper. Yeah. It's literally a fucking blooper. Like the shit that when we were young, even like you can attest to this. And I always say I was the last generation to really actually have to deal with before the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I remember getting a desktop computer. I remember my mom bringing it into our house in New Orleans. Like, I remember it.
Sure.
And we had to get dial-up.
Hell yeah. AOL.
We had to get dial-up internet. Like, kids today will never understand that.
Right.
They will never understand being outside the entire day for the summer.
We're the last generation that remembers before the internet.
I remember that. I can literally remember before the fucking internet. Mm-hmm. It's like, and everything's, and they're trying to erase that.
Yeah.
Everything, because look at everything that is now continuously coming up wrong nowadays. Everything that we always thought was like, now that's just normal. For mm-hmm. us, it's normal, but to mm-hmm. a lot of these new people, it's like, that is wrong. That yeah. shit in it. Like, no, motherfucker, you had to live in that time frame to understand why that shit was what it was.
Right. Exactly.
So you can't tell me it was wrong. And even if you lived in that time frame, you always
like you said, man, it's just we're softening them and we're what's it called? Editing everything around them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what they expected to be. No, that's not the way it is. You know, that's the real world is not the internet.
And you see the meme that people be posting, like, the internet that made the world too comfortable for motherfuckers to think they're not going to get slapped in the face.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
In real life, yeah, facts.
It's true. But like, I mean, in real life.
True, bad example. All right. True statement, bad example.
Nah, if you start, like.
That was weak. Oh, that Will Smith was weak for that. That shit was weak.
I think that's it. Like I said, people want to talk. Y'all can bring up all of the things Will Smith been going through, all that shit. As a grown ass man, you telling me you don't know how to talk to me?
Yeah.
If you got a problem with me, we can have a conversation. You act like you don't know my fucking number, or you act like you don't know people that know my number. Mm-hmm. Even you could have came backstage and we could have had a conversation. You could have waited till we was at the after party and had a conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
The fact that you thought we were that comfortable with each other for you to walk the fuck up there and slap me. I lost. I ain't never really had that much respect for Will Smith, but, you know, yeah. It is what it is.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, shit, man. Let's wrap this up. Or do you want to do the FMK? You want to do the FMK? Because we're already at an hour.
You want to do FMK?
Sure, we can.
All right, let's do it.
Hell yeah. All right, today's FMK. We got three. All right, FMKs is fuck, marry, kill. You have to fuck one person, marry one person, and kill one person. Nothing personal.
Oh, shit.
Just the way it is. All right? Cool. If you haven't seen the show. Today's FMK are Chloe Bailey, Doja Cat, and Hillary Duff. Mr. Brandon Janu.
Who would you kill? Good God, nurse.
Who would you kill?
I need you coming to me first. Oh my God.
Who would you kill?
Ah, shit. Okay. I'm marrying Hillary Duff off of just, I grew up on her, and okay. She grew up finer. I thought she would. So I gotta marry Hillary Duff. I'm fucking Doja Cat.
Okay. Damn.
I'm fucking Doja Cat. Something about it. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's something about it.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, she's.
Yeah.
And you know, and the thing about her too is she's kind of weird.
I think that's why I like her.
Yeah, she's a little different. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people forget. Like, I always hear people talk about, like, how Cardi B came off of the internet. Doja Cat was like the first TikTok artist. Did y'all not know that?
I didn't even know she was a TikTok artist.
She was the first TikTok artist. Like,
shit.
She made TikTok even relevant. like she was the first person that came out with a fucking TikTok song that kind of like kind of crossed over a little bit.
I don't remember which song that was.
Yeah, it's like she was like talking about like a cow or some shit. It okay. Like, but she came off of social media too. She came off of social media too. Her grind, her
straight up.
Yeah, she was like the first TikTok. Like,
respectable.
She kind of like is the reason why TikTok is became TikTok, because she was like the first person that used that shit to her advantage.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, I guess I gotta kill Chloe Bailey. I don't want to kill her, but I got to because the game.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Well, can I fuck her first and then kill her? Is that optional?
Nah, that's not. I mean, you can do it after you kill her, but you can't do it.
I can't fuck her after I kill her. That's kind of a little bit off.
That's just weird, right?
That's just super weird. That's so weird. That's a little weird. That's a little weird. But anyway,
a lot of weird. But I mean, it's an option.
I mean, damn sure an option. I'm not gonna say that like it's not an option. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's see. There's Hillary Duff. I forgot I was supposed to be switching pictures. I'm just sitting here watching, looking at who you're talking about and shit. She did. See, that's her older. That's her now. So, yeah, you're right, man. She aged well. And wasn't she Disney's sweetheart for a while there?
Yeah.
That's for sure. What about Chloe Bailey? Because I really don't know who she is.
Singer, actress. She got signed to Beyonce. She signed to Beyonce.
Okay.
Her and her sister. So, yeah. Her sister fine, too.
Right on. How old are they? she looks like she's 15 years old, bro.
I think she's like 22, 23.
Oh, okay. Her sister might be like, I was about to say, yeah. I might have to disqualify her from FMK if she's on. If she's under 20, let me stop. All right, so you're gonna marry Hillary Duff, fuck Doja Cat, and kill Chloe Bailey.
Yeah, I gotta kill you just off of principle, Chloe. I do not want to, but it's part of the game. I want to fuck first and then kill.
Yeah, I feel you. I guess, man, I think I'm killing Hillary Duff, yo.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to kill her.
Wow.
Just because there's no real reason, because all three are fine as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very hard. All of them thick, too. A lot of people don't know Hillary Duff is thick as shit.
I know, for real. I do know that.
People is thick. People sleep on Hillary Duff. She fine as shit, y'all. Y'all fucking up, man. Y'all be fucking up, man. I'm telling you. Lizzie McGuire can get it. I'm telling you.
Damn, yo. All right. I'm trying to think the only thing that I would disqualify her for, and I got to say it's probably going to be her age. The other one's too young. The other one's young, and Doja Cat, she's like, what, 30-something? She's, you know what I'm saying? She's not real old.
Yeah, I don't even think that. Doja Cat like 25?
Shit,
26?
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, she's younger than me.
She's
younger than me.
Yo, people gonna be like, how you gonna say she 30? Damn, man, this one's difficult, yo.
Yeah, he got stumped. He is stumped like a motherfucker. He don't know what to do. This is the first time he's ever been stumped. I don't think you ever been stumped. Holy shit, he's stumped. Oh my God.
I'm definitely fucking Doja Cat. Doja Cat.
I thought you'd marry her, but okay.
Nah, yo. Her weirdness is cute now, but that shit might be mental illness like Kanye later on in life. I would hate to marry Chloe Bailey. I would hate to marry Chloe Bailey because of her age. But As an older gentleman, it's always nice to have a younger woman next to you. You know what I'm saying?
So definitely.
I would marry Chloe Bailey. Yeah, man, damn, that was hard, you know.
That shit cute now, but that shit might be mental.
You gotta see the signs, yo. You gotta see the signs.
Yo, that shit was so good. He's like, yo, that shit cute for right now. She might try to wake. She might wake up and try to stab a nigga.
Just because. Man. Hell yeah.
Just because. Fuck. Holy shit. Why?
Oh my god. Oh my.
Yeah, that shit was funny as fuck. Oh my god. Oh.
Fucking wild, bro.
It's like, that shit cute now. That shit, like, that shit might cost me not a line. Fuck that shit.
I'm serious now, man. You never know.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yo, I'm in heaven and being in the limelight. Ooh, like shit. That. And even if it did start as just something, just a little quirk or something that you have. Over time, if that quirk gets more and more exposure, you start, you know, like, especially being a TikTok star, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That could be who you are, and that shit can turn your mind can turn on you, man, later on in life.
Yeah, you know what they always say, fame don't do shit, but either turn you up until another it turns you up 100, your personality up 100. So if you already been showing the signs of it, it's just gonna get worse eventually.
Yeah. Better to get help as soon as possible, yo. Doja Cat need to get some meds. Is that what we saying? What are we saying? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Don't you get off the meds. Don't do that shit like Kanye.
Yeah. I did. I did, and it helped me so far.
Me
so
too.
Good.
Me too.
So, you know, but at the same time, a lot of people do need it, man. And there are times, actually, I'm not going to lie, that, like, I wonder if it would help right now since I've been off of it. You know, I've weaned off. It's not in my system anymore. What if I got back onto it? It's weird. It's a weird feeling, yo. It's almost like I was addicted to it. But now that it's, like, completely out of my system, it's like, wait, I wonder if I should take one of those or try it again. You know what I'm saying? Would it help me? And, you know, right now the answer is no. I'm never going back to it. But it's weird how it popped up in my head, man. It was crazy. It's like, damn, yo. Maybe Same. There are some addictive person or addictive properties to these things. You know?
I call it use at your own apparel. Mm-hmm. Like, if you need it, use it. But if you think you can manage without the shit, manage without the shit.
Right. Exactly.
That's the best I can tell you.
Yeah. No doubt about that, brother. This was fun, man. I think even though we talked about Will and Jada and Chris Rock again, like everybody else did, honestly, man, I think we broke it down a little bit on a, like, a mental level type shit. You know what I'm saying? I think we broke it down pretty well.
I still got to call Will Smith a bitch, so I'm pretty cool with it. Which he is.
I think, man, it was fun, man. I had a great time doing this. Back in the saddle, yo. Shoot for next week. What's up? You down?
I'm with it.
Yes. All right. That's what I'm talking about. You want to give your final words and close out the session? I didn't even start the session. Look at that shit.
We started it with the we're back. That's how we started it. We started it with we back. That's how the fuck we do this. all right. So welcome back to Dark Therapy Sessions. This shit here is not for everybody. Let's just say it like that.
That's true.
Not for everybody. Not for everybody. Well, for the people that's going to listen to this, welcome the fuck back. We are back.
That's right. With no edits, too. Look, Nah, I you know, shit, you seen everything. Now go back and look at the other ones to see what the difference is.
Listen, we are back. Today we pretty much talked about what everybody's been talking about, the slap heard around the world, or seen at least around the world now.
Probably Will not Smith. In Ukraine.
Yo, this motherfucker really made us forget about a war. Think about that shit for a second. Will Smith, you're fucking wrong. You're fucking wrong. Made us forget about a whole fucking war. People gonna be like, nigga, we was already forgetting about that war. yeah, but we talked about this that bullshit that happened at the Oscars. Listen, Will Smith, I could care less what you're going through. Everybody has trials and tribulations in life. Now, how you deal with it is all on you, you know. But I need you to know, just because Chris Rock didn't hit you back, don't mean ain't a cause and effect to what the fuck you did. Right. So what you did, yeah, you got somewhat of a manhood kind of in a lot of people's eyes back, but everything else is about to go to fucking shit. So congratulations. You manned up for 1 second, and now your career is probably over. Yeah. So I hope you're happy with your wife, because she's about to divorce your ass. Probably not. I'm just assuming.
Yo, that would be a fucking crazy ass turn, yo.
She's about to divorce your ass in a couple. My take on it is just like, you did all that for her, and now you might get divorced. So good luck.
Yeah.
Chris Rock. Respect to you. We need to give you more flowers for what the fuck you did. Your restraint at the Oscars is unfucking parallel. I've never seen a man get slapped in his face and be like, you know what, bro? I could really whoop your ass, but I'm gonna just let you walk back to your seat. I'm gonna let you have this day, this moment, and we good.
Man, he should have kicked him in the balls or something. He done something, man.
I think he was so in shock that I don't think he understood what the fuck happened. I think he was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, this motherfucker really just slapped me.
A slap will do that. It resets your ass.
Yeah, like
he got reset.
Yo, he literally was like, yo, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. What the fuck is going on? And everybody was like laughing and shit. Like that shit was funny. Nigga was dead ass serious. Yo, think about that for a second. Everybody was like, he was like, yo, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. And everybody was like, this motherfucker's funny.
And everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. Including Jada.
Everybody fucking laughed, and Will Smith did what Will Smith said, what he said. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, this nigga was serious. Oh, shit. Wait, Chris Rock was serious. He really did slap the shit out.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, just because Chris Rock didn't do anything to you physically, Will Smith, you about to feel the ramifications of your actions. And I don't know that you understand that. Or maybe you do, because you've been in the industry for 30-something years. Mm-hmm. So you've seen motherfuckers come and go, left and fucking right, when they did something that was just a little bit out of character. And now you about to see what that feels like, because you've been the token black guy in my mind for white people for damn near your whole career. And now you about to get fucked severely.
Right. Facts.
So good luck with that shit. Fuck, marry, kill. I don't want to kill you, Chloe Bailey. Listen, can I fuck first? And then we have to, like, talk about...
Listen, man. You have to kill her first.
Oh, my God, man. This sucks. Listen. I guess I got to, because I just don't... I got to. I do not like this.
I would have...
I'm having a... Out. Yo, I'm having, yo, You know, I'm having such a Jada effect. I'm like rolling my eyes and shit. Like, yeah, I gotta fucking kill him.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I gotta kill him. Fuck, man. Hillary Duff, you've been fine since I was a kid. So, yeah, you get wiped up. And Doja Cat, you are crazy. I don't know what it is. That shit's sexy. Might not be wife material, but the shit's sexy. he's like, that shit cute. That shit cute.
Mental health check, please.
Yes, please. But yo, we're just sending a wrong message. you're like, yo, like your craziness is sexy as shit.
This was definitely a dark therapy session, yo. I needed this shit.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Holy shit. Yo,
damn.
Yeah. Mental health. And let me go off of this. Mental health is a serious thing. But on Doja Cat, that shit is sexy as fuck. I don't know what it is. That shit is sexy as fuck. Like, congratulations on your Grammy win last night. I personally don't give a fuck about the Grammys, but I think I needed to say that.
Shit, there's no editing, so I'm putting this out tonight. Yeah. I'm putting it out.
Yeah, I need to say that because hopefully you hear this and you're like, well, that was nice. And you know, I get a call or something. I don't know, just something. And remember what I said. Your sexiness is actually, your craziness is actually sexy. So I said
I'd fuck too. Shit. If you closer, where you at?
How do you closer?
I don't know where she's at. She could be anywhere in the world. I don't know.
I think Cali.
Is she closer? Are you closer? You then?
Yeah.
You're in Texas.
Oh shit, yeah. Holy shit. Listen. It's been a dark therapy session. I guess we gotta close it out with some positive or some shit. I guess I'll spin or something. I don't fucking know. But here we go. Here we fucking go. Listen. Life right now, at the end of the day, man, is a lot of craziness going on. We talked about this also in the session. But I think more so than anything, man, we gotta stop underestimating ourselves in life. And overhyping our situations. Sometimes situations can just be a very torn situation at the moment, and we can't really decipher which one is which. And I think at the end of the day, you know, we gotta stop underestimating ourselves, especially in those overhyped situations, because sometimes that is just the beginning of a new beginning for all of us. Or sometimes it's just the best time to like put the shit to bed and leave it as such. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, never underestimate yourself and never overhype a situation. But I guess what I'm trying to say is just live more so in the moment and not for the present. But live in the moment, but not so much in the sense of, will this last forever?
Sure.
Just take it as the moment is here. Now, how are you going to, you know, deal with it? Exactly. It's up to you.
Yeah, enjoy the moment, but think about the future as well, you know?
That is, man. And this has been Dark Therapy Sessions. Session is now closed.
Peace.